Well, in some respects, this is one of the most highly discussed stories in social media and talk radio, and it's not political, per se. The story of Alexa recording and sharing a couple's conversation inevitably prompts questions about how much do these devices record? Is your privacy ever truly assured? Is it worth it to have such a device? Jeffrey Fowler, Jeff Fowler, technology consultant, Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com. They're on the Pacific Coast, San Francisco. And what to you, Jeffrey, is the bottom line to this? What do we know about how much recording goes on?
The bottom line is we've become very comfortable, or some of us have been very comfortable with these devices, which are microphones in our homes. But we have to remember that they are actually always listening. In the marketing of them, they say, oh, well, they'll only actually record you when they hear this wake word, when they hear you say, Alexa, when they hear you say, OK, Google, or Hey, Siri. But the truth is, they don't always do a great job of recognizing what is that wake word. So they go off kind of all the time.
Yeah, well, we were discussing on the air earlier, speculating, you know, what other phrases or words could be very close to Alexa?
So many. I mean, literally after I wrote my column for the Post, last night I was watching TV, and then while watching TV, something random, the HomePod, the Apple one, went off because it heard something that sounded like, Hey Siri. I mean, the obvious ones are, you know, just characters on TV shows, names like Alexis or something close to that.
Yeah, but you said always listening, but what about recording? I mean, what's the deal with that?
So the way it works is the machines are constantly trying to hear some sort of signal to tell them to basically operate, and they keep that for less than a fraction of a second, delete it, and then keep listening again and delete it again. But they start recording whenever they think they've gotten the word to do that. Again, that can be the word Alexa, or it could be something that kind of sounds like it, or researchers have even proven that they can actually activate these devices with something that we can't really even recognize at all.
What about the retransmission, though? It's one thing to record it but not send it anywhere. What triggers that?
Yeah, so this case with Amazon was kind of a worst-case scenario for them. So what they say happened is somehow, in the course of family having a normal conversation, their Echo device got activated, and the Echo not only started recording, but it heard the command to take that recording and send it as a message to someone else. And then, again, while this family was going about their normal business, it heard also the command of who to send it to from the contact
list. But is there a way to use it just, you know, turn this on in my house, but not to have it retransmit to anywhere else? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, there are settings that you can go in and play with on these devices, and not all of them actually have this messaging capability. Actually,
yeah.
Alexa is kind of unique in that. But unfortunately, this specific one is not something that Amazon has a thing that you can turn off. You can't turn off the messaging feature, but you can definitely not put any contacts in there.
Well, the other thing that occurs to me is, I mean, look at Facebook. It doesn't appear as though Facebook has lost a whole lot of people because of the privacy concerns. But Facebook is such a bigger thing to me in terms of social media. I'm just wondering whether a lot of people say, you know, for the convenience of being able to command Alexa to do something rather than just getting off my butt and walking somewhere and turning on the TV or an appliance or the radio, it just ain't worth it.
I think you're right. I think people already kind of had an uneasy relationship with this idea, and we've all experienced them going off at random times. And this story just sort of confirmed everybody's worst fears, and Amazon frankly blew it in the one area that they couldn't afford to blow it with Alexa, and that's on privacy.
Do you think other similar devices are superior in that regard?
Yes and no. So the other big competitor for the Amazon Echo is the Google Home device. So that's the one where you say, okay, Google. So, it has mine. I live with all three in my house because I'm a tech columnist.
I was going to say.
They all go off at least once a week randomly. They go rogue. It happens to the Google one, too. Both the Google one and the Amazon one have a physical button you can press that will turn off the microphone entirely. Even if you call out Alexa, it won't respond, and it turns on a little light to let you know it's not listening. The Apple one, interestingly, the HomePod, Apple has sort of a more of a reputation for privacy, it doesn't have that button. There's no physical button to tell the HomePod to stop listening. However, you can say with your voice to the HomePod, Hey Siri, stop recording me, and it will.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can make a prediction about me. I will never get such a device. I had no interest in it even before this latest news. I mean, I can get off my butt and put something on. I don't need that, you know. But we'll talk some more, Jeffrey. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.